This is episode number 2107 of the Who Cares News for Friday, December 10th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Whomever Alex Trebek's permanent Jeopardy replacement will be, he or she will not take over at least until next year, fall of 2022.
Wow, that's a long time.
Season 38 will conclude in July. Maya Bialik and Ken Jennings, who have been splitting hosting duties since September, will continue to do so, they said, now through the end of the 38th season. That's per deadline.
Well, it's Jeopardy.
There's the interest of the Alex Trebek story. There's the interest of who's going to be the host, blah, blah.
Yeah, but some of that's really died down, though.
Well, yeah, it's all died down.
There's no story anymore.
But you know what? The story is the contestants, as it should be. Always should be about the contestants on that game.
Yes.
All right, it is time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
Well, the internet lost its
stuff
Wednesday after a photo of Faith Hill and Tim McGraw, the happy couple, power couple.
Yeah,
they showed up on People Magazine's Instagram.
Uh-huh.
It's the cover of this week's issue, and they're promoting their new series, 1883.
Okay.
So they're dressed in period clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that hers is that period, but Faith's hair. Is brown and curly.
Mm-hmm.
Looks maybe closer to its natural state.
Yeah. Have we seen her in brown hair before?
No.
Has it mostly been
dyed? Mostly been blonde.
Mostly been blonde. Okay.
Did you say black?
I said dyed.
Oh, dyed. Well, yeah, it's dyed now.
Yeah.
So, but there's something amok.
Something's amok?
Yes.
What's amok?
There's something a little wrong with her face.
Yeah, I've seen it. It looks weird.
Is it work? I don't think so.
I don't think so
or
either.
Or photoshopping, I think
I think it's bad photoshopping.
Yes.
But she does not look like her, so.
I've examined it.
Yeah, you've examined it.
I have.
Zoomed in on it.
Yes. And, well, the top lip,
mm-hmm.
especially the top right of her lip, like, you know, the lip ends.
Yeah.
And then it looks like they've, like, tried to color more of it above the lip.
Ah, yes.
And so it makes her top lip look really big and unnatural.
And I think that's the deal.
And you can see like this
little
color.
But her eyes look weird. I don't know if it's the brown hair. Obviously throws you off a little bit too. The whole thing is just a muck, as you say.
I think they messed up her lips.
A muck. Huh. Anyway. Yeah.
So put it all together and you get tons of nasty comments.
Of course.
Most of the internet. Most of them directed at Faith.
I know.
It's like
not her fault.
Find Faith because that can't be her. It looks like Tim, but it does look like Faith. And there was one of, "Where are you, Christmas?" and Christmas is crossed out, and this is Faith Hill.
That's timely. That's timely.
Yeah. Well, the top lip, if you look at it really closely, it's not natural color on
none
there.
Of it's natural. And magazine covers are never natural anyway.
Yeah.
They're always airbrushed.
Someone messed it up.
Remember In Touch magazine? Nobody that was ever on In Touch magazine's cover looked like themselves.
Yeah.
They were always overly photoshopped. Anyway, if you want to see it for yourself, what? It's in supermarkets, check stands now, People magazine.
And on your phone.
And on your computer.
If you're not a parent and you have no plans to be one, you may want to turn away from this story and its multiple references to baby snot.
Oh!
Then again, who can resist any mention of Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry's adventures in raising Daisy Dove?
Adventures in parenting. Oh, my God.
No matter the bodily functions involved.
You know, baby snot is a thing. Is it not?
Well,
it's
of course
a
it
thing.
Is.
I'm like over poop. It. Yeah, I'm kind of over baby poop, too. I'm pretty much over that.
At least snot doesn't smell.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Yeah, just saying.
Anywho. This latest gem comes thanks to a TikTok video of a mom using a Frida baby nose, Frida snot sucker.
A snot sucker? Is that the little bulb, I guess?
I don't know if this Frida baby nose thing, Frida whatever, is
I remember
different.
The little suction bulb.
The bulb, yeah. And you know what? You got to have them.
No, no. Your kid's going to like die without it.
If you don't have a baby snot sucker.
Oh, no. You need a snot sucker.
Oh, you need a snot sucker.
No, you need a snot sucker if you got a baby.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know how to get rid of them.
So Frida Baby posted a video from @mo_mama to its Instagram page on Tuesday morning, and Orlando Bloom felt compelled to comment on it. He said, "I've sucked out so much snot with this thing. Katie and I take turns to see who can get out the biggest booger."
The biggest booger.
So far, she's winning. Or maybe that means she's losing.
LOL.
Parenthood is weird, but at least our daughter can breathe at night.
Well, here's the deal. I'm actually looking online now at the Frida, what is it? The Frida Baby nasal aspirator, Frida snot sucker by Frida Baby. It's not the bulb thing.
No?
No. You actually have a mouthpiece to suck the snot out of your kid's nose.
No.
Yes. Through a tube, and then a disposable booger catcher is in the middle of this straw that you just put in the side of your baby's nose. Look at this. This is crazy. I've never seen this. But, you know, obviously, Orlando and Katie really enjoy sucking the snot out of their kid's nose. I mean, that's pretty gross when you think about it. Whoa. I'm okay with the bulb. You know, you push it with your hand, but I'm not okay with sucking snot out of my kid's nose with a tube and a mouthpiece.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy. I know. Well, good on them, though.
No, I would stick with the bulb.
Stick with a bulb. Come on, you guys. We've raised kids. And we've raised them old school.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And yes, the bulb is necessary. It is necessary.
You got to have it.
You got to. Your kid's going to drown without it.
Ew.
I mean, isn't that gross?
Ew.
No, I get it. The little tube. Anyway, we're trying to explain this on the radio. It's hard to explain stuff like this on the radio.
You're sucking snot out of your baby's nose.
Right, but you're really sucking it.
Yeah.
With using your own lips. That's the gross part. It's like, ew.
Doesn't even.
That's like, I mean, I've heard of swap and spit, but I haven't heard of swap and snot.
Oh, look, there's a little video.
That's gross. That's gross. I can't even watch it. Ah, la, 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 la. I have to think happy thoughts now. Happy.
I'm good with the bulb.
Calming thoughts.
The snot sucking bulb.
Hallie calming thoughts. Hallie Berry.
Creepers.
I'm calming. I'm calm.
You're weird.
Ah, much better. More Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend. And
that's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.